Well, good morning, everybody.
You might not remember me, but I remember you. The reason I remember you, because last time I stood here and had a preconception. And that preconception is when I stood here, I looked at the audience, I thought, he's not going to get involved in participation. How wrong I was. That's why I remember you, because that preconception I use quite often now in my daily work. So thank you very much. I use this audience as an example of not having a preconception about your audience. You got involved in participation, and it was very grateful. This time I only have one part of participation. You've only got to do one thing, and that's put your arm up or not. Okay? Who's a list person? Who likes lists and who doesn't? Ooh, it's very split. Okay, well, I've got something to put on the top of your list this week. For those that don't like lists, you have to be like me and try and remember this rather than having it written down and a job list to do. So austerity, you might think, well, this is a strange subject, the Bible and austerity. I work in charities quite a lot, and it's in finance for charities as well. So I see the amount of money that is coming circulating around the country quite vividly on a day-to-day basis, and I've seen a lot of effects of the lack of that money that has been introduced in 2007. And we all have lives. And I kind of think of our lives sometimes as an oak tree of worry, where our branches can spread miles and miles above ground, but also roots that go even further underground of that worry and anxiety that we have in our lives each and every day. And it's quite opposite to contentment. And I'll leave that hanging. One of the problems we have with worry and frustration that occurs when we live our lives is that we do try to carry yesterday's regrets with tomorrow's fears, along with the loads that we have to carry each and every day. It's quite a modern epidemic, and it, in my view, it's getting worse, because not a word goes by. Not a day goes by where, spoken in conversation, wherever I am, people mention the word stress. It's a cause and it's a pressure that modern society is applying on us each and every day. And we also put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We probably expect a little bit too much from ourselves, and we want to achieve too much in quite a short time. And we do, when we can, and I do, get involved in our daily tasks, and that obviously causes that worry and anxiety. So add to that the situation that we've seen since 2007 and the effects of austerity that we were having, both in NHS, in our Crown Court system, and we've also got food banks. Researchers have linked budget cuts across the country. There's been about a 19% increase in food banks recently. Local governments have also had their budgets cut quite heavily, some by as much as 60%. Mental health has seen a 45% increase in debt-related mental health, and all social security benefits are quite difficult to navigate. If anybody's had anything to do with universal credit, it's really difficult to navigate your way through. So all these effects that we have in our society that we live in that are very difficult for us not to recognise, we all have that stress and anxiety in our lives. Turn back to the psalm that we read together, please. And I was hoping for a little bit of a result from Parliament yesterday, so I could comment at this point. But if you read this psalm and think about what's been happening in Parliament recently, 82, and I'm going to read this from the Message Bible. God calls the judges into his courtroom. He puts all the judges in the dock. Enough, you've corrupted justice long enough. You've let the wicked get away with murder. You're here to defend the defenseless, to make sure that underdogs get a fair break. Your job is to stand up for the powerless and to persecute all those who exploit. Ignorant judges, head in the sand judges. They haven't got a clue what's going on. And God spoke those words to the judges at the time, but I think we can reflect a little bit that they're still relevant this morning from what happens in Parliament. So how do we react? How are we, followers of Jesus Christ, how do we react to these changes in our society and how government puts all these pressures on us? We can see the effects that austerity has brought. And we all have diverse opinions on all these subjects. But we can't not be affected in our day-to-day life about what we see and when we walk around our town centres. I was in Leeds recently, and I still don't know to this day why, but as I walked around one lunchtime in Leeds, I realised all the homeless people weren't there. I don't know where they'd gone, I don't know what had happened to them, but it was very apparent that all one day, it was a Friday, that they weren't there. So you do see the effects of society that we have in our lives. And as I've said, we all have diverse opinions, and we're all different. So we all have different desires and drive and ambition, whether to get involved or not. So we all have to battle with that contentment, that level of contentment each and every day. But we have to drive for contentment. I used to hear my nanan say, it was one of the sayings she used on a regular basis, she was very Yorkshire, and she used to say, contentment, Andrew, is godliness. And I used to think as a child, what on earth does that mean? Which was another one of her favourite sayings. What on earth does that mean? Turn to 1 Timothy in chapter 6, please. Contentment is godliness. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. If we have food and clothing, will we be content with that? Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people are eager for money, have wandered from faith, and pierced themselves with many griefs. So contentment is godliness, and that's the battle we have on a daily basis. We have to battle against the riches that we desire with contentment. But the Bible's clear. The Bible's clear, and here's what you put at the top of your list this week for all you list people. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And try and do it just as a practice for 1 week. When you put your list down, put seek ye first the kingdom of God at the top of the list. Because if we can just step off the motorway of life and go and stand on the bridge above and look down onto that motorway of life and see what we're doing, we will see that the majority of those tasks that we're doing do cause us to worry, cause us to overspend our time on some of the tasks that are relevant to our focus, that seek ye first the kingdom of God at the top of our list. I do. We run carelessly up and down along the road of life, wearing ourselves out sometimes on the unimportant. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Sorry, Matthew chapter 6, turn to 26. Matthew 6, verse 25. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall drink, nor for your body, nor yet for your body. What ye shall put on, is not life more than meat, and body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye the thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof." The Bible's quite clear. And I've had in the past where study groups of young people have come back to me saying, "Andrew, does that mean I don't have to care about my life?" Which is sometimes where that confusion comes from those verses. Because the King James says, "Take no thought," which could mean not look after ourselves. But that's not what God's saying. What God is saying, we also have to work. And I like to say that God does provide our apples. God does provide the rain for that to grow. But we have to work to collect those apples. We have to work for God in our lives to collect the food that we need to feed ourselves. We do have to build the dams to collect the rainfall so we can have the water for our daily use. We do have to work to help our children grow safely. But all these duties should be carried out knowing that our spiritual well-being is most important in our life. And that's why putting "seek ye first the kingdom of God" at the top of your list each and every day will help us to remember how much God is in our lives. And hopefully, we might worry a little less. Lunchtime again. I do like walking around in my lunchtimes. I had a walk round Asda and I came across a book in the real life section. It was £3.73. You can tell I'm in finance. I can remember how much that was. It was called Out of the Dark. It was a book about a normal woman. She had a life that should hold no fears. She was a contented wife, a contented mother, had everything to live for. Her family loved her and she them. But then blackness started one day and it started to leak into her thoughts. On the face of it, there was no real explanation. I bought the book and read it inside a week. I got completely absorbed by the story. She had a very cruel childhood in Africa. She moved from house to house and suffered abuse. Her mother walked out and moved to America. Things never seemed to go right. She got married and moved to England, had children, but the same blackness wouldn't leave. All of her life, she had been a Christian and had friends within the church giving her advice. She confided in the pastor. She also was offered friendship. What wasn't apparent from the story was, although she was a Christian, she never searched the Bible for her answers and guidance. She searched for medical help and psychological help. But it wasn't until she looked for God and that contentment in God that she found her way to a happier life. And it's the same as the apples and the rain. She had to search, like we have to search the Bible, to look for the answers. Turn to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verse 3 says, My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? Verse 5, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Verse 9 in the middle says, Why hast thou forgotten me? And verse 11, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Just turn back one psalm to Psalm 41. And my exhortation after our break together talks about how solid God is, how solid his covenant and his promise to us is. Psalm 41 says, Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the beginning verse 1. The Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble. Verse 3, The Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of languishing. God is always there for us. God is rock solid in his promises. So at the top of our list, where it says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, we realise that Christ was the perfect example of the one who devoted his life to one task at a time. He carried his load, however hard, each and every day. He could then put it down and fall asleep, even in the midst of a storm. He lived sweetly and patiently each day, because he knew that contentment was the secret of happiness. So let's try and follow his example and cut our day into small compartments of what we can carry. because we can only live one day at a time, like Matthew 6 told us. And to carry tomorrow's load with today's is too much to handle. Tomorrow, to worry about yesterday just causes more worry today. Because today is the only day that we will have to use for God. This one. And since most of our worries do concern the future, it's well to remember that most of those worries don't materialise. So let's just try today, and I know it's easier on a Sunday, let's just try tomorrow to look at that list that we have, or for those without lists, try and remember first thing in the morning to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and to use today for God. Thank you. Thank you.